Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you made that choice to hit that play button. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina with another entry in our prosperity series, your prosperity series. Moving along on this positive path for spiritual and prosperous, successful living. Every day, we immerse ourselves in all that is. What we're doing here is maintaining this consciousness of allowing, of receiving all the good that already is, all the abundance that already is, all of our prosperity that already exists and that we're immersed in. Many who enter into this practice, this awareness work, begin thinking there's something missing in their lives. And it may feel that way, because certainly we want to satisfy those areas where we feel the longing and discontent. But what I'm getting at here is that it's already there. The answers are already there. Our potential possibilities and our power already exists to claim or receive and allow all of our good to move into our field of experience. So today, more than halfway through this series that I'm recording, let's really pay attention to noticing what we're noticing, noticing where we are. Are we still coming from a place that something's missing or something lacking? Or have we made that gentle shift to that realization that, yeah, I am and have it all? Remember, we're not just working with sense consciousness and from our limited human perspective. Do I really have it all when I take in my spiritual consciousness, my divine capacities, my alignment with Source? It's so interesting when I look back to the shifts that I make in my life and continue to make. I had mentioned in an earlier podcast that I had moved myself to a place of really noticing the abundance in my life by first looking to nature, the grains of sand on the beach, the infinite number of grains of sand just on the beach where I lived, on the shores of Lake Huron. And then thinking about all the beaches in the world and all the sand that I can't see under the water. Just really helped me to shift to that abundance consciousness and seeing the leaves on the trees and so much green and flying in airplanes and looking down and seeing it from that perspective, all the green and all the trees and all the leaves, not just on my property where it took hours to rake them up, but all over the world. And they renew and they come back and they renew and they come back. And I saw the cycle, the circulation of life and givingness. And then it was shortly after that, this part I haven't shared, it was shortly after that I was sitting at the table in my cabin in northern Michigan and doing some ministerial school homework, probably in one of my early prosperity classes, and just taking in all that abundance. And I went into a little meditation. And then it really, really dawned on me. It's like a light bulb went off within the blissfulness of that meditation experience and that delicious alignment with Source, that oneness, that sense of oneness that I felt, I realized in that moment, feeling the fullness and the presence of God, that's really everything that I want. I think that's really everything everybody wants, whether they know it or not, whether they admit it or not. That realization of the divine presence within ourselves. So in that moment, I could really feel the fullness of the presence of God in my life, in my heart, within me. And I just knew that everything I want or wanted, I already had in that fullness, in that presence, in that communion with Spirit. Everything. Sure, we want some material things that might not be in our field of experience at this moment, but those things are not going to make our joy complete. They will enhance the fun that we like to have in our lives. They will enhance our happiness, but in and of themselves, they don't bring it. Truly, it is in this bliss, this realization of this divine presence. So I realized in that moment that the aliveness, this fullness of God, this presence that I was feeling, everything's there. Everything. So if everything was there, I already had it all. And that's right where the light bulb went off for me. Wow. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter the relative scale in which other people may judge me, what I have or don't have, what I've accomplished or what I have not accomplished in my life. What matters is this awakening, this enlightenment, this realization, the spiritual understanding of the indwelling presence, the Christ consciousness, the Father within, the kingdom of heaven in our midst, as Jesus calls it. And then knowing that everything is there. So if everything is there, and I have everything in that, everything, I have everything. Well, then, aren't I, from my perspective, the richest man on the planet, the richest man in the universe? Truly a wealth beyond measure. And I said yes, because that's only for me, that's only for you to answer within yourselves. So when I moved myself to that place where I could say that yes and believe in that yes, yes, I am the richest man on the planet. I am the wealthiest man alive because of this relationship and this communion that I have with Spirit, this oneness that I feel, this aliveness and realness of this eternal oneness and sense of bliss that is always there for me to go into. Whatever I want. That's always there, always on, that I walk with this. So when you have that sense, that spiritual understanding, that knowing, boy, everything else really kicks in. Because here's the point where whatever you affirm becomes believable. And we can move into those affirmations now once you get yourself to this point of spiritual understanding. The realization of the indwelling presence. So saying yes to that, saying yes to my richness, my aliveness, my enlightenment, made a profound shift in my consciousness overall. So as I walked, and as I continued to walk, and as I will continue to walk in that richness, I magnetize my condition. I attract everything else that I want into my life. And life is good, because life is God. All my needs are met from one source, one presence, one power. And it is this consciousness of this that is my supply, that is your supply, that is our supply. It is our consciousness of God as our source that is our supply, and that we are able to attract, mold and shape spiritual substance, thoughts and ideas, and make them manifest in the world of form. It is this place in consciousness where you ultimately want to be. So as we stop and pause to notice what we're noticing at this more than halfway point through this series, let's do a checkup. I remember Zig Ziglar used to say, how about a checkup from the neck up? But let's just do a checkup of the heart, a checkup of the consciousness, to make sure, if we've been moving along this series, that we're still not participating because we feel something is lacking or missing. I hope you can see the difference in that. One is forward thinking, one is backward thinking. I gotta keep going with this because something's missing. So when you do that, you keep affirming the lack and limitation. I did a whole entry on that, so I won't elaborate on that in this moment. But just know that in this moment, as you notice what you're noticing, are you noticing the abundance you already are immersed in? Are you noticing that place within you that is coming alive? Are you noticing that you can tap into this presence and power at will? Are you discovering the power within you? The power to move mountains. The power you have to make choices and decisions in your life on your own without needing to follow the herd. Without having to gather the opinion of those who don't know. Are you trusting in the divine counselor and the divine wisdom that will guide you into all your wishes, hopes, dreams, desires, and intentions? Let go and let God. Surrender. Lay down here and now, in this moment, all your thoughts of lack, limitation, doubt, fear, and worry. Stepped into this newness of you. Move here. This is prosperity. This is richness and wealth. This is abundance and abundant living. This place is where your joy will be complete. And have fun. One thing we want to do as we do this noticing what we're noticing work and taking these timeouts to remind ourselves to take care of ourselves, have fun, and spend time in meditation. We want to make sure in our journal or our notebook, wherever, send yourself a text if that works, or an email. But document and pay attention to your wins in your life. You don't have to stop and judge whether they're big, small. That's all relative. It doesn't matter. You know, the difference between 10,000 and 100,000 is just another zero. It's nothing to the universe. So we don't look at size. We just count the wins. Because we notice the wins, and it makes us shift from everything we just surrendered and laid down at that altar. I love finding pennies. On that penny, it says, "In God we trust." I love finding pennies and picking them up. It just reminds me I'm on the right path, and that I am trusting and knowing and having faith in the divine givingness of the universe. The allness. The goodness, the fullness that I am immersed in. Win. Find a penny, win. Count your blessings. Notice the wins in relationships. And time and money freedom. And your health. And your purpose and passion, vocation. Notice the wins. Celebrate the wins. Share the wins. I invite you to comment. And comment a lot on every win. I don't care if you found a penny. Post it. Post it underneath this podcast entry. Here on my page or wherever you're listening into this podcast. Or on my Facebook page. I love hearing about wins. Share them. Shine your light. Encourage others. And it doesn't have to be always about that physical thing. How about a win that you've made in your consciousness? How about a win that says, yes, I get it. Yes, the light bulb went off. Yes. I have moved to spiritual understanding. Yes, I have touched the face of God. Yes, I have felt the power and presence that I am. I now look in the mirror and say, I am, with uppercase letters. I am. I am the power and presence and the Spirit of God expressing. I can do all things from this place which strengthens me. Win. Share the wins. Celebrate the wins. Have fun. I want to close with a piece from Edwin Gaines, my colleague, friend, minister, mentor. It's titled, "My Job is to Have Fun." Affirmations to invite love, life, and laughter into our now experience. Now. I now let up, let go, and let in love of life. I now choose to lighten up and laugh a lot. Life is fun, and I opt for joy now. I am filled to overflowing with gratitude. I love myself and every aspect of my life. Life conspires to make me happy. I wake up to all my life-affirming possibilities. I am filled with faith in God. I praise all the good in my world, and it increases abundantly. I am willing to be transformed by love and joy. I love to play. I allow my playful, creative spirit to bring forth joy in my world. I forgive myself and all others. Invisible spiritual substance enlivens, prospers, elates, and enlightens me now. I am God's beloved. filled with ecstasy, wisdom, and an understanding heart. I choose to enjoy my life, my circumstances, my work, my home, my environment, my family, and all my friends. The angel of the presence watches over me. I am completely protected and secure. My mind is filled with thoughts of love, joy, and appreciation. My body is eternally regenerated and rejuvenated by love and wisdom. I participate willingly, freely, and fully in the cosmic giggle. The cosmic giggle. I love that. We had a cosmic giggle. Divine fun. Abundant laughter. It's all good. It's all life. Claim yours now. You're immersed in it. Your prosperity is here. You're swimming in abundance. Live life, love life, live out loud. Practice the inner presence. Practice the presence of God in your life. He'll leave the light on for you. This is Stephen Jacobs Mina. I love you.